Brian Noonan in for Justin Kaufman on 720 WGN. After 9 o'clock, a band called Ketch is going to join us. They have a big show at the Great American Lobster Fest on Navy Pier this weekend. So they will be in, and we will be talking to them. But right now, it's been a few years since I got to talk to this guy, and there was so much buzz over the weekend because, I don't know if you heard about this, but there was a big Mayweather-McGregor fight. Well, there's another fight coming to town. Mike Lee is going to be in Rosemont on September 15th, fighting. He is 19-0, a Chicago native and a Notre Dame graduate, and I welcome back to WGM Mike Lee. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Good to talk to you again. So now this fight, September 15th, is a rescheduled fight, right? What happened originally?
Yeah, I actually I got injured in the other fight. So, you know, CBS was nice enough to let us postpone this. And obviously that happens in boxing. I mean, you're training really hard in training camp and you do what you got to do. But it was one of those things that we had to pull out. So now I feel fresh, ready, and I'm excited to get to 20-0.
That's the thing. You're 19-0. You're going to continue your undefeated record. The current IBF USBA light heavyweight champion. Native of Chicago. If people don't know your story, it's a fascinating story. You went to Bennett Academy, and you didn't box there, right? You didn't start boxing until much later. Bennett Academy, you were in other sports.
Yeah, I mean, I really didn't start going to the gym until about 15, 16. So, yeah, while I was in high school, I was boxing, but I was always involved in other sports. It's funny how I first started boxing. I was about 8 years old. I was playing hockey, and I was going through a line, shaking hands, saying, you know, good game, good game.
Yeah.
And this kid, I'll never forget it, this kid spit in my face.
Oh,
and I'm outside the ring, outside sports, I'm a very calm person. If you ask anybody, I'm not the type to really start fights. And I don't know what happened in me. I punched a kid in the face at 8 years old. I broke his nose. I got kicked out of the hockey tournament. Everybody in the stands is screaming at me, upset. The parents are horrified, except for my dad.
Yeah.
My dad was loving it because my dad's a guy from, you know, Chicago, born and raised. And so he's a you know, Chicago guy through and through.
Yeah.
And so he brought me to a boxing gym 2 days later. And I was about 8 years old when I first got a taste for boxing.
And so you're going to the gym now. You're a teenager in high school. And then one of the turning points in your life is you see the movie Rudy. And you've liked Notre Dame, like a lot of Irish guys and guys in Chicago. You grew up liking Notre Dame. You idolized Notre Dame, wanted to go to Notre Dame. Senior year, you have a revelation, right? Senior year in high school.
I really did. You know, I didn't have the grades to get in right away. You know, Notre Dame's a difficult school to get into, especially if you're in the Chicagoland area. And so it became a dream of mine. I really, instead of just focusing on sports, I buckled down and I went to the University of Missouri for 1 year. And my senior year and then my freshman year at Missouri, I just got the best grades possible. And it literally was like a Rudy story. I was on the phone almost every single day with Notre Dame, annoying the hell out of them. I mean, I was asking them everything I could do, taking the toughest classes. A couple times I just showed up. I was trying to meet people. I was letting them know that, listen, I want this bad. And I got straight A's, and somehow I got in, and it really changed my life. I kind of, Notre Dame made me a man and made me realize, learn about myself and hard work and discipline. And it just parlayed into an incredible, you know, career in boxing now.
See, now, all right, that's where we have to, that's where things get, because you get into Notre Dame and you're getting a finance degree, and you graduated with a finance degree. Because I can only imagine the difficulty studying for that degree. Where does the boxing start to enter into the picture at Notre Dame?
Yeah, I mean, I just started fighting. And to be honest, so at the time I was in the finance school, and they had number one school in the country when I was there for undergraduate. So it was not easy. But if anything, the school gave me more discipline in boxing. You know, it's any time I have time off that I don't do well. I'm the kind of guy that I need 10 different things on my plate. And so I started just getting better and better at boxing, and I fought in the Golden Gloves, and I started winning tournaments and fighting all over the country. And then by senior year, I only had 6 credits left, and I was training in Kelly Pavlik's pro camp and taking classes, and the days I had off traveling around and trying to get better and better. And, once I knew that this is what I wanted, and I started getting better and fighting professionals as an amateur and thinking, you know, I got this. And Bob Arum and Top Rank came along and signed me right out of college. And at the end of the day, obviously my mom, my sister weren't too happy that I decided to get into something where I get punched in the face for a living, obviously. But at the end of the day, I always say this. It came down to this. I love boxing so much, and I know I have a chance to win a world title. So I knew that at a young age, if I didn't go for it, I'd always regret it. Whether my first fight, I broke my hand and I never fought again, or I win a world title, at least I can go to bed at night knowing that I went for it and that finance and any type of other entrepreneurial efforts I get into can wait. So, you know, here we are 6 years later, and I'm 12th in the world, and it's been a crazy ride, but I'm very close to fighting for that world title.
Well, it's unbelievable to some people, but you speak to a lot of people when you say, listen, I have this dream. I've worked hard for it. I'm going to continue, because you're right. Nobody's coming and taking your finance degree away from you. You have that background. You have that education. As long as, you know, your head doesn't get caved in, you'll be able to use your brain later on when you can't box anymore.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've always been an athlete, and I love when I excelled at boxing. I've had some opportunities that have just been incredible. I fought in Madison Square Garden in front of 22,000 people. I fought in Cowboy Stadium and then had Jerry Jones, after my knockout, come up and invite me up to watch Pacquiao, who then fought. I've had some moments in my life that scared the hell out of me. I remember my first pro debut in Chicago with no headgear and 8-ounce gloves, 10-ounce gloves. I was scared to death. I could barely even feel my legs walking into the ring. Geez. But, you know, at the end of the day, these are things that, you know, I always tell people, any people that I'm talking to, whether it's kids or people, if you have a dream, and this was my dream, you got to push that fear aside and go for it. And there's been so many times when I thought to myself, literally walking through the hallways of Madison Square Garden as I walk out to 20,000 people thinking, what the hell am I doing?
Wow.
Like surreal moments like that. But I wouldn't change it for the world, because no matter what happens from here on out, at least I had those moments, and, you know, you can never regret that.
Mike Lee will be in Rosemont, continuing to defend his undefeated record. He's 19-0 now. The fight is September 15th at the Dome at the Ballpark, which is in Rosemont. You can go to MikeLeeBoxing.com to get your tickets, or call 630-400-6380. Tickets on sale now. You are fighting Aaron Quatrochi. What do we know about Aaron Quatrochi?
Well, I know he's a tough kid. I respect anybody that gets in the ring. I've had a lot of different very tough opponents, and so he's only got one loss, and I know that he just fought for a junior world title, and so I know I don't overlook anybody, but this 20-0 means a lot to me. I'm stronger, I'm faster, and more importantly, I want this more. So I know that he's got a tough night ahead of him, and not to mention Chicago always comes out for me, and I can't appreciate that enough. I mean, I've not only Notre Dame, but just friends and family and Chicago pride that comes out. It's awesome. So unfortunately, he's not from Chicago,
yeah.
So you know, the crowd's going to be on my side. So I'm looking forward to that advantage.
And that I'm imagining that has to help some. When you get to the point where you're at 19-0, and I can only imagine the pressure for every fight. It doesn't matter. But now, is there a difference when you're training for this fight? Because as you said, you want it. They're all big, but this is big on a different level. Do things change in your mental preparation, your physical preparation?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, I'd be lying to say that this was just another fight. You know, every single fight seems to be the biggest fight of my career. But fights like this, when you're fighting at home, you're fighting on national TV, and you're going for a milestone like 20-0, and then I believe that this will push me top 10 in the rankings. I understand the gravity of the situation. So I see it as a positive, though. Here's the beauty of what I've been exposed to, like I mentioned before, fighting in some huge venues and fighting on ESPN and HBO. And so while that was scary when I was in my early 20s, I've been in front of the lights and the cameras. And so now these type of situations, I rise to the occasion, and I just love it, man. I'm getting juiced up just thinking about it right now.
Yeah, it's only a couple weeks away. As the fight gets closer, how does training change as you get within, you know, 2 weeks and then a week? What what changes about your routines?
Well, we spar up until the week of the fight, and the week of the fight is really where all the hard work's been done. You're just kind of focusing on some game plan here and there, but the most part is just maintaining the weight and trying to drop the weight. And that's what I would say is the least fun part about this sport.
Yeah.
For me, you know, all fighters, UFC, boxing, wrestlers, they know that, you know, it comes down to a science. And at this point, I've done it 19 times, but it's just never really fun. I mean, 175 is a great weight for me, but still, you need to watch everything you eat. And I mean, I love pizza and pasta and like everybody else. And so the week of is really when you got to dial it in. But, you know, I always do this after fights, especially back home. And this isn't a plug, but I always go to like Lumonati's.
There you go.
Or Giordano's afterwards and just get like a pizza and just kind of pig out and put on another 10 pounds after the fight.
And then get ready to start losing it for the next one. How long
exactly.
does it?
It's a yo-yo effect.
I can't imagine. How long does it take you to recover from a fight? And I'm sure it changes from opponent to opponent, yeah. but is there a general, like, first night
yeah.
you feel awful and then, you know?
Yeah, you know, first night your adrenaline's running. It's tough to sleep the night of, so you really don't feel it as much. You know, I've had fights where I fought at home on ESPN. I broke my nose. Oh. The first night I didn't really feel it. But then the next night and the next day, it's usually about the following day or two or three days after, you feel like you got hit by a train. I'm not going to lie. But it really depends on the type of fight, how hard the guy you hit, how hard the guy you just fought hit. And then I've had some fights that are first-round knockouts. So, listen, in boxing, you get paid the moment the bell rings. So, right. you know, the shorter I can make it, the better.
There you go. Yeah, first-round knockout, then you can get to get your pizza a lot earlier.
I'll go straight there. Hopefully, don't close too early.
There
That's
you
the
go.
Plan.
That's not bad at all. You've been training in California, but mm-hmm. we the whole country is focused on Houston, and you have a tie to Houston. You were there for quite some time, right?
Yeah, I was. I trained out of there for 4 years. I went through a lot of storms. Nothing quite as bad as what's going on there, but I've reached out to, you know, some friends and different people I used to train with down there in Houston just to make sure everybody's okay. But yeah, that's been a really rough situation, and it's the weather down there is getting crazy. I've had my car flooded and gone through a few hurricanes when I lived down there, so my thoughts are definitely out to them.
What is it that makes a fighter, you in particular, but fighters in general, say, okay, I've trained here or with these people for a while, but now I'm going to change? Is it that you think something can get better, they can take you to the next level? What goes into making that change? Because I've got to imagine that it's a pretty drastic change for you to go from one place with one person to another place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. I mean, my first trainer, I love to death. His name is Ronnie Shields. He's, you know, one of the best trainers in the world. He has so many world champions. He trained Pernell Whitaker, Evander Holyfield. He had Mike Tyson for a while, Vernon Forrest. So, and I still love Ronnie. You know, a lot of times you'll have fighters that have bad breaks with trainers, and usually that comes off a loss. In my case, to be honest, I had some injuries and I was out for over a year, and I was really just missing home and didn't really connect with Houston. It was kind of culture shock being a kid from Chicago yeah. going down to Houston. So for me, I just wanted to go home for a while, and I ended up going home and training. And then when I ended up signing with a new agent and came out to California, I saw the beach and the palm trees and just, you know, decided there's so much talent out here of athletes, especially fighting talent out here, that I thought it'd be best for me. And Ronnie was on board. I mean, I still talk to him to this day. So I was lucky that I didn't have a bad break, but you're right. I mean, a lot of times fighters and trainers will just have bad breaks, but I guess you do. As a fighter, it's just you in there, right,
yeah.
at the end of the day. And so you got to try to do what's best for you. And for me, I just ended up feeling more comfortable in Chicago and then more comfortable in L.A.
Well, you can't beat the weather out in L.A. There's nothing to argue with there. We were all focused last weekend on the big McGregor-Mayweather fight. Now, as a mm-hmm. boxer, what was your – and you can leave the personalities of the guys out if you want, but as a boxer, what did you think of the whole event?
You know, honestly, I was getting into it a little bit with a few guys on Twitter that were kind of trashing Conor McGregor, and you'd think that, you know, I would be against Conor, obviously, because it seems to be this boxing versus UFC type thing. But
right.
honestly, man, I give credit to Conor. I give credit to Floyd. I think – listen, they both made over $100 million.
Yeah.
I thought the fan, you know, so let's be honest here. They both won.
Yes.
And I thought that the fans got a good fight. You know, usually Floyd fights a different style, and he did what he said he was going to do. He came forward, he wore him down, he knocked him out. We haven't seen that type of Floyd Mayweather in 10 years. So
yeah.
I thought it was an exciting fight. You know, obviously there was a lot of pageantry and crazy stuff that went on in the world tour and whatnot. But at the end of the day, you got to respect two guys that put their health and risked it all on the line and went for it in such a huge magnitude. And it's kind of nice to, you know, make over $100 million in one night.
I'll take their word for it. I'm going to guess that is true. Was that fight good for boxing? Was it good for your sport, do you think? Because it brought
yes.
a lot more attention back to it?
I think it was great for boxing. I think that anybody that says it wasn't and starts comparing UFC and boxing just needs to realize at the end of the day, any type of eyes on boxing is phenomenal. And I think it's great that you've got the biggest star in the world in UFC who had to come over to boxing to get a bigger payday, a guy who had to come over to boxing to get that type of notoriety and that type of exposure. He wouldn't have done that if he had a chance to do so in the UFC. But there wasn't anything in the UFC that he could do money-wise, exposure-wise, that like boxing had. So obviously I'm biased, but sure. I think it was great for boxing. I think the sport's doing great.
Well, the sport will continue doing great. September 15th, the Dome at the ballpark in Rosemont. That's where Mike Lee will defend his 19-0 record, go for 20-0. He will be fighting Aaron Quatrochi. And again, as you said, Mike, Aaron's not from here. You're from here. You're going to have the hometown crowd. You're going to feed off that energy. Best of luck to you. Congratulations on 19-0. I know by when we talk to you September 16th, if we run into you, you'll be 20-0. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. It's been too long. I really appreciate the time tonight.
No, I really appreciate it. We'll talk when I'm 20. No, I'm looking forward to that.
There you go. Take care, Mike.